You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
This is the first time that a guest has spoken before me, but because it's Lizzie Frager, I'll let her do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my sexy podcast. Yeah, girl.
Are those clavis?
Those are baseball bat two. Not as good as baseball bat one, but better than soccer kick? No, soccer kick's better. Guys.
Oh, that was a soccer kick. I thought that was him. We got it.
Lisa Traeger has so many phone calls going on right now. She has got a popular tweet that is racing through the internet and probably your mind. Lisa, quote your tweet.
By racing, you mean 39 retweets.
39 retweets is a lot.
For me, it is a pretty good, but always want more. It's just like what I'm really into is that I finally put something that I've been wanting to say but couldn't clearly. So it's like,
yeah, that was your confessional on Instagram. You're really... you've stepped it up in terms of displaying what's going on inside on your social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's different dimensions. On Twitter, you put the tweet out. Then on Instagram, you're like, it's been an honor and a privilege to finally put a thought to words.
The best is Lil Rel. He puts speeches and quotes within his photos. It's very fun. We should read some later. But my tweet is, all the good white guys who are fed up with being grouped in with bad white men realize that's what every other group of people deal with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
And then Kenny tried arguing with me on it. And it's like, dude, you're not.
Argued on it?
No, he wasn't arguing. Then he's like, I'm not arguing. I just want you to know there are good white dudes. I go, no, I know. That's the point of the tweet.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, but if we're being treated like everyone else, we're going to react like everyone else. I go, but you're not discriminated or marginalized against, and you've only been being called out for maybe a year. You're like not booked on, like you're not going to get a writing job this year if you're a white man. Get over it. You know what I mean? Like, you want us to feel bad for you, but everyone's been dealing with it for thousands of years. So it's
no,
like,
you
shut
are
going to
get a writing job. That's the point.
Yeah, that's the point.
The point is
too.
You're going to get so many writing jobs. It's built in. But like part of the fight now is that everybody gets to part of like, it's like a divorce settlement. And like the relationship has been fucked and now we're divorcing and we're like, part of what we get is that everyone gets to be like, white man. And everyone's like, ah, boo, you know?
Yeah. And the thing that's crazy is that like, I think a lot of dudes don't realize that like, when you complain about that stuff, when you go, well, they hired her because she's this or that and blah, blah, blah.
People look at you and think...
No, you are admitting that you have privilege, which is something you don't want to admit in the long term. So like when you say, hey, that's my job. Black people are getting into college, but that's my spot. You're like,
no one's
you're
actually
saying
that, though.
No, but
someone
you're
like
saying,
Kenny is like saying from your observation that, hey, white guys, when you get upset that people like
are mad at you,
are mad at you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what every single person that's not a white successful
yeah.
rich man
join the too. Club get over it.
But I will say that there is a little bit, you know what it is, there's like an aspect of it that's tired too, that's like the like white guy this what it's like there's it's gotta it's always,
I understand that, but the reason they're mad is because they've had all this privilege and now it's being equalized in a certain way and they're pissed about
it. It's very unattractive.
They want special treatment.
Yes.
And now that they don't have special treatment, they're like pissed, but they don't realize that everyone else all these years has been marginalized and discriminated against.
Is it kind of like when famous people put out statements being like, I just want my privacy?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not even if you stretch?
I don't know. It's just the thing of like, when you complain about that, you're just being mad that you're treated like everyone else. And that's funny to me. You're admitting you've had special treatment, and which is something that you're trying to deny.
I'm going to break this logic for a minute.
Cool, cool, cool.
I think at the end of the day, what your tweet has tapped into to the tune of 39 retweets is that no one wants to be lumped in with other people. Like, remember yesterday we were watching TV. Oh, my God. Yeah. The Real Housewives, the latest episode, which is the opposite of Boo. So fun. Sonia is going so crazy.
But it's
crazy.
Sad. But it's just
it's,
sad
it is.
To
it
watch.
Is sad. But now, just to stay focused on this point, there was brown people backing Sonia's company who are like, clearly Bethany Frankel comes in and is like, no, this is not a real business. And these brown people are like little pirates being like, oh, no, we're making clothes, it's going to happen. And then you looked at me and you were like, aren't you sad when it's brown, when brown people are embarrassing?
Yeah.
Because you were saying when you see Russians anywhere, you get upset.
I mean, I see less well-behaved Russians than I see, like, talking dogs. I mean, Russians just don't know how to behave. They really don't. The ones that know how to behave are hiding their Russianness with all their might. If there's any indicator that I could tell you're Russian for across the room, you're doing something embarrassing. You're not acting right.
Do you ever because you know what the thing is, I don't, when you're saying this, it resonates, because I feel the same way about lesbians, about brown people. It's just like, but I think that at the end of the day, it's just people are very bad.
Yes.
People are very embarrassing and very bad. And if you let them get away with anything, they will. And oftentimes people use their marginalization, and that's when it's the worst, when it's like, no, don't use my brand name, the same brand that I have, with you, with your embarrassing shit, you know?
Wait, what did you, Miley. Miley is the number one brand. you put that
Miley
on Twitter today.
Miley is the number one brand, dude.
Miley killed it at the Adult Swim upfronts. Were we there? No. Did we pay attention in 15-second videos on Instagram? Yes. Is this her and Ariana?
Yes. 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 Yes.
And she's dressed as a unicorn.
Uh-huh. Like, I can't even... It's so good. There's a battle
ahead. Many battles are lost, but you never... Wait, doing Anya's podcast, We Know Nothing, I learned you can only play for up to 12 or 15 seconds.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Then you have to pay.
Yeah, I was there.
Stuff.
I was there too. Yeah. But now I feel like this is a charity video. Hold on. Wait. Miley is just such a hot stud. Like,
she's
Miley,
so
ever since saying that gender thing, now I'm seeing it more, maybe she feels more free. Like, this is the first time, this is real. Like, she says in this video she's flirting with Ariana Grande, and she is.
No, she's made statements that she's hooked up with tons of women.
I know, but.
But I liked her all always.
Palpable flirt.
Yeah.
And it was a smooth flirt.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really great. She is amazing. Her and Rihanna are cool. I think Miley's cooler than Rihanna.
Rihanna's not that cool. She was rude to me, as you remember.
She's just like, doesn't give any fucks, but Miley doesn't give any fucks with a statement of power.
And like, in general, you think, you get the feeling with Miley that...
No, I take that back. Yeah. Miley's number one by a long shot.
Yes, 100%.
I was including Rihanna because I thought you would like it, to be honest.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted, I just
Black
thought
and white
so.
Cookie? Lisa just threw up in her lap, and now she's drinking it with a straw. Do you know Miley's real name?
Destiny Hope.
Oh my God, you're very good. Okay, do you know who's her father? You know that.
Yeah, I used to do line dances in junior high to him. Did you have line dancing units in gym
was
class
that when you were hiding your Russian?
That was another one. there was another line dance we did, and it was to the song Elvira.
But what was the inspiration for?
I was trying to sing Elvira.
Warming it up.
I was warming up my vocals.
I wonder, where did she get the name Miley?
I bet they hired professionals to help her.
Algorithms and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you can hire a brand specialist, a Sonia Morgan lifestyle brand specialist.
For the Indians.
You know, you can hire anyone. I bet an agent, or, because the girl that is a supermodel, Erin Heatherton.
Yeah.
She went to my high school. That's not her real last name.
What's
you just
her...
get an agent, you get people, and they're like, I mean, Destiny Hope, she would have been dead in a ditch. No one respects a Destiny Hope. Two words that are undefinable by religious nuts. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's not going to work.
Two words that are undefinable by religious nuts?
No, like undefinable words that only religious nuts use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, no. Shauna uses Destiny, but as like a... No, maybe she doesn't, actually.
It's just like, it's not good for a name, you know?
Can we put a pin on Miley, get back to Miley? Because I just forgot. Did we finish talking about whether white people are okay?
It's just fine. It's just like, it's... funny to me to see, like, because we're comics, most of the people that we know are white dudes. Not real. I mean, like in comedy, when I'm at a show or we're at an open mic, mostly white dudes. And it's just funny on Twitter and in person and everywhere. They're all complaining now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I can't get a job in writing because they're hiring Latinas. And it's like, okay, but why can't the Latinas get a special treatment you have? I mean, and still like late night writers, it's mostly white dudes anyways, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but special treatment is always frustrating. And so on either end, it's frustrating. But from a side that clearly has been enjoying the same special treatment in a more masked way since the beginning of time. Maybe not the beginning of time, because it was black people that ruled the world from the beginning. That's the way it started.
No, so it's just like these whiny boys like, well, I'm not successful. And it's like, I get it. We're all joking. But it's like, you're finally in the crew and you're being babies. So when Kenny wrote like, yeah, but we're going to react like any other group has, I go, fuck you. No, you know what other minority groups have done? Hopeful good ones that succeed, worked hard, better. And you have to succeed as a woman or minority, you have to be 10 times better than a white dude. As an average white dude, you will get more opportunities and more chances for success than, and if you're a woman or minority, you have to be the best of your game. And I have plenty of examples of that. That like white men have to like step up, they're whining, they're being whining pussy babies because they're not used to working hard. While we've had to like prove ourselves time and time again.
I think this is annoying. I think being whining pussy babies is a good thing to say on stage.
You're being a baby.
No, whining pussy babies.
Whining pussy babies.
Keep it for the
but show. It sucks because I'm saying pussy in like a negative way, but yeah, it's like you're all being pussy. They can't handle not just getting stuff because of what they are. They just can't handle it. They can't handle, like, they have to be the top of the game now. You can't just do, you know, a jack-off joke and get respected.
Yeah.
You have to step up.
This has been a good rant. I'm happy that I have it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to send the soundbite to Kenny. He always wants to argue for white men. I mean, it's so annoying to me.
But I think that's also, like, that comic mentality of being, like, the devil's advocate. The devil, in this case, being a white man. A white man, please write in. Tell me how you feel.
It's like they demand a certain level of respect that everyone else has had to work so hard to get. They just get respect, you know?
But when you say they and they and they, you can see why that's frustrating.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But because if you're poor,
because
I know.
Also poor fucking white
exactly.
dudes.
There is socioeconomic shit. Your mom could be a crackhead.
There's also depression. Yes. There's like a lot of things.
There's
Everyone's
so
got their struggle.
Much.
Soylent.
There's
everything.
So much. But unless you look poor as shit, like you're dirty on your face with holes in your pants. If you're a white dude and you walk into a store, you probably won't be followed around like a bad, like a black guy.
Yeah.
You're not going to be right away like judged in a certain way.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're being judged at all, they just can't handle it. They just can't handle something that everyone's been dealing with forever. Okay. It's like these like 25-year-old dudes being like, what do you mean I actually have to prove myself? You know, they're just not used to having to really do that. Except if they play basketball, they probably had to work really hard.
Yeah, and also just for like to ground this, nothing's been, I don't think that like so many jobs have been stolen from white men. I think it's just been like, the realization that everyone is a competitive player in the workforce.
Yes, they have something of value and something to offer.
Means that 100% doesn't just go to some white dude that graduated from Harvard.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is even if someone that totally deserves it, that's not a white dude, gets a job, I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming there's a vibe of certain groups being like, oh, he got that because he's black or minority, or we needed a Latina.
Of course.
You know, like there's this girl I don't
but
like. She got
does,
hired as a writer on a show, whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, oh, they probably just needed a Latin woman. That's probably why she got it. And it's like, no matter how much I don't like her, I'm going to be like, that's not a cool way to view.
But that. I like that you're still open enough to qualify her ethnicity and the fact that she got a job. But you play with fire. On a podcast, you do honest, honest.
I mean, if she was right here, I'd look her in the face and be like, oh, I hate you.
Here she
mirror?
Is.
I'm wearing makeup today. I saw one video of me not wearing makeup. Wow, what a horrible life.
It's horrifying to look at yourself.
And then I got an email being like, can you please retweet the podcast? I go, not with that thumbnail of me without any
Wait,
makeup.
Someone asked you to RT the video?
Yeah. Like, oh, will you just promote the podcast? And I was like, no. Not with that video. Not with that face.
Dancing around with shame face.
Yeah.
Naked face is shame face.
Yeah, it's so shame face.
Yeah, like, when are we going to get to a point? Do you think that feminism will ever get to a place where women will be like, I am wearing naked face like men?
I just would rather not.
It's a laborious project and process to put all the makeup and the hair on, though.
Yeah, yeah,
I look way better. I like myself more. I just wonder if we will evolve as people enough to just be like, yeah, let's just be naked, naked face and naked bodied people.
Once, maybe when I'm married, I don't know.
When you're married.
Yeah, once I snag a man, I'll stop wearing makeup. No, I mean, no, I just want to get rich enough where someone else is going to do my makeup.
Yeah.
But
speaking of
which,
speaking!
I know, but we went up together at the stand and I said something of like, oh, I don't look that good. And you're like, yeah, because you usually wear more makeup.
No, I had too many drinks. That was not a good thing to say. No one was going to like applaud to me telling my friend she needs to wear more makeup.
But that's exactly what happened. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
But you did have an elegant dress. It was just the makeup that was missing.
Yeah,
was too real.
Yeah.
And also not very tactful. Sorry about that.
What were you going to say, though? I interrupted you. Did you do a sound effect of opening a can?
Yeah. I'm addicted to just random SFX.
Wait, did I tell you that my dad made me collect owls as a young girl?
I think probably on this podcast after I played the owl.
Right. I just get all these.
I have to tell everybody something. Okay. Lisa Traeger is recording a Comedy Central half hour in June in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Traeger is then going to be recording an album in July in Chicago. Lisa Traeger is a little bit unstoppable.
I'm having
dynasty.
A great time. I feel like a white man right now. Just people keep giving me things and I'm like, all right. I don't wake up early and I'm high most of the day.
So Andy, our producer, when I rolled in today, I was, that's not him, it's an imposter.
No.
It's a black Andy. But when I walked in, he was saying that, oh, yeah, he's like, no one has moved to New York and done it like that. Like, it's crazy. What do you, for on your end, what do you attribute your success to? And I know that that's like a...
No, I know everything was about timing. I feel like I moved at the exact right time because as soon as
what
I moved here,
right,
I got Montreal. And I feel like in New York, getting a new face, Montreal is kind of like a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I moved here and 2 months later, I did the fest and then I did well there. So then all the like best of articles came out and I was on them.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of was great. I also, since 2011, I would come and visit. I mean, when I was new, I came for a week. I drove here, did like all the small shows, but like I came to visit. I came to do the New York Comedy Festival. And then, I mean, I think sometimes it's hard to be like, to say this, but I was killing it. I was doing shows and having good sets, people laughing. And so there's really nothing else. Have I had bad sets? Sure. But any set that was like important with like a fun show, packed crowd, I killed it.
You are a killer.
I had great sets. And so I don't know. It's like a weird thing to be, it sounds like cocky and rude be like, yeah, I came to town, I did the shows and I fucking killed it. And then I got more shows.
Yes.
But you're not really supposed to say that.
You are here on my sexy podcast.
Yeah. And probably our friendship.
Yeah. I was waiting for that to be in the list.
No, I got to, we hung out.
No, I think, but okay, then that's the good answer for that. Layer. Now we're going to go deeper. Why do you kill?
But yeah, I was going to say, like, everyone gets opportunities and you have to step up. And I don't know, you know, some people are good test takers. I usually filled in the bubbles and didn't read the questions and went, I'm done with the test. I didn't care. But some people can like just take a test without studying and do great. And some people are like, I can't take tests. And I don't know what it is, but I've just like been able to rise to the occasion of things that like sets
but
challenging or like exciting.
What you do on stage versus, because it is kind of like a different thing. It's kind of like, what counts now, whereas before when I started comedy even, it was like punchline heavy. What counts now is liking the person on stage, connecting with the person on stage. So, and that's been something that came natural to you from the beginning. Did you ever, when you started doing stand-up, did you ever have like, feel like you were doing a persona? And you always just, like, because it's almost like you do have a different style of stand-up where, like last night we did a show together and one of the lines that was like so funny to me was like, you were talking about hooking up with a guy and he was like, you were like, he brought me Gatorade, but we had no chemistry, but then I left. But it's just like the way that you say things. I mean, I guess it's like hard to see yourself.
I think, well, I don't know about you, because you started so young, but so I don't know if you watched a lot of comedy, but I didn't realize.
I didn't really watch comedy.
Yeah, a lot of women that start stand-up usually don't, and that's why they start off better. They're just, like, more confident because they're not trying to live up to, you know, whoever being they looked up to.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to be Eddie Murphy. It's like, I've never even watched Raw. You know what I mean? I have no idea. But I think that helped. Like, I didn't know stand-up was a thing. It wasn't like, I'm going to do stand-up. A guy invited me to go watch him at an open mic. And while I was watching, comedy, I was like, oh, I'm sure I can do this.
Yeah.
And then I went up and like loved it and like then started doing it every day. But it was never a conscious decision. I never understood joke right. It just like,
I think that
I just did it.
A part of what resonates on stage. Actually, I saw like some really good Showtime boys last night, like really good. And what the difference was, Showtime in New York is like when a bunch of dudes come on the train.
Black teens.
Black teens, yeah. They come on the train and then they play music and then they're like, Showtime. And then they do like a breakdancing thing. Now there's different iterations of it. To me, last night was so good because they were like in it, you know, like when they were dancing, it's in the face. Like the face is everything. Like when you're watching also, like when you go see Miley, you pick a dancer that you're going to like focus on for a while. That dancer is because it's mostly they're all doing the same move. It's the face.
Yes.
So, and I think in your goddamn face, you are really enjoying your life so much. Like, you're genuinely,
I feel the same way about you.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, too.
Yeah, I feel that way about most of my favorite comics. They're, like, liking it.
Yeah, they're liking it. Yeah, but there's something.
The worst
that,
is when you're working with someone that, like, you like a lot, and they're just backstage being like, oh, I don't know, I'm not confident, where are my notes? And you're like, oh, gross, you know?
That was, like, the thing in L.A. when I was so intimidated to meet all these producer people. I went to L.A., that's why we missed a week, but I went to L.A. and met with, like, HBO, Disney, every Fox, HBO.
And we were, like, talking on the phone sometimes, and it is, you were mentioning, like, it's such a crazy moment driving into the lots.
Driving into the fucking lots.
The lots are, like,
and there's, like,
crazy.
Tourists that paid money for the tour, and then you, like, put your sunglasses on and, like, hope they think that you're Christina Aguilera. I just, like, really hope that they thought that I was Michelle Rodriguez. And then you go have these meetings, but then you realize, oh, fuck, like, at every single level, there's different personalities, but the thing that resonates is like everyone's struggling. Everyone is hoping that like they're going to get a second season, that they're going to get picked up.
Yeah. Unless you're the top of the game, you're every day is another day to get canceled or taken away or a scandal or something.
Yeah. Watch
you know,
Scandal.
Or are you bombing or anything? Unless you're like, you know, I think once
but
you have 50 no, million,
but
you can
gotta,
coast.
I think to not, you've got to like create an empire on which other people are like running on treadmills for you. Like,
yeah.
But even Ellen, like, to be 100% honest, people say like in LA, people say like, ah, oh, she's a, not
she's
a.
hard to work with.
Yeah. But what do you think? I guess.
What I've talked to with a lot of people, and like, I don't think she's the only one that has a reputation of like,
Being hard,
not even hard. It's like if you're a just writer or whatever, but if you are someone that is on television 5 days a week, and your name is in the show or it's the Tonight Show hosted by whatever, that's stress. You could have writers writing jokes, but like all the pressure, everything is on you.
The pressure that we have right now in this moment where like we're going to shoot a pilot at the end of the month. You've got this half hour coming up just for like we've got like serious things to work on.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Already
all like hundreds of people's jobs rely on you being a great person, the audience liking you, viewers, everything. You don't have time for willy-nilly.
You don't have time for
oh, that was a really good try, nice writing the joke or blah, blah, blah. Can you be more pleasant to people? Is it always better to be pleasant? Sure. But I understand the like stress of like a daily show and being like, no, I don't like that. Fire them. I want this jokes. I like that. I like this. Know what I like. I understand that. I understand where that comes from. Of like, I have to memorize these jokes. I have to read them off a teleprompter. I have to be friendly. I have to talk to these celebrities. I have to, you know, usher the stand up who's going to do it first time. I have to pretend I like the band that's playing, creating content. It's like if a bit bombs, no one knows the writer's names except if you're in the industry.
Yeah, it's all
but
you.
But it's you. No, like even my parents, they don't. They're like, so do people write jokes for Jimmy Fallon? I'm like, Yeah. I don't know if most middle America, I guess they probably know there's writers, but I don't think they get it.
Yeah. And so do you think that you'll be a better boss, though? Do you think you'll be a good boss?
Yeah, but I'm scared I'm going to want everyone to drink all the time. Like, instead of margarita Fridays, it'll be like lunchtime every day. No, I don't know.
Wait, who has margarita Fridays?
Most good like people? Advertising companies, oh, you know?
Good girls. Yeah, like everyone should. We're having a cocktail right now. I think that that's also a part. I mean, this episode is like a memorandum of
She's
you.
Also, all these people have been in the industry for 40 years, yeah, 20 years, 30. We're like little doughy deers, you know? Like,
doughy deers.
We're so excited. We're excited about everything, but when that excitement wears off, like, should you feel lucky that your job is to host the show every day and make millions? Sure, but I can understand, like,
yeah, 40
the
years.
Aura and, oh, I thought there was going to be more bells.
Me too.
Like a Notre Dame.
It was a 4-second sound effect.
Which Disney character would you fuck? Princesses, prince.
Well, Little Mermaid was the one that like really captured my attention.
Okay.
But like, who wants a fish bottom?
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
But her real life human body? Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. She did like a little bit. She was a little
thirsty.
Why do you, when you say thirsty, what do you think of? Because she was a fish, or because she was like wanting
no, because
it too
she
hard
like,
with Eric?
She was like 16 and just like, I need to marry this man I saw a statue of once. So I don't know.
Yeah, but what other princesses? Show me other ones. Like if there was a cool
Jasmine, hot, Belle, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, Snow
I like
White,
bad girl,
Mulan.
Tattoo girl. Anyway.
Anna, I don't know.
Who would you sleep with?
I would, give me a moment.
Jafar?
Totally.
Imagine getting fucked by Jafar. Ew.
I'd probably have to fuck him. I bet you'd have to be on top to fuck him.
Actually, I just, I spoke to a couple of women who have fucked Jafar, and this was the testimonial.
I always
Jafar obviously rapes, and that's something that we can put aside and not discuss.
Yeah. The thing is, I am attracted to the man in Mulan, but Asians are usually not my fave thing.
Oh, cool. What attracted
but
you
he,
to him?
His body. His animated sexy body, rough and tumble in the war. But I loved
Mulan is about war.
Yeah. China War. Have you never seen Mulan?
But was it called China War?
No, it's called Mulan.
No, but what's the war that it's based on?
Oh, I have no idea. I doubt it was oh no, it was about
war.
Attila the Hun. Attila like the Huns are coming. So yeah, it might have been
the Huns?
Yeah.
Oh shit, my best friends in college last name Huns. Twins. Vietnamese.
No, but you've heard of Attila the Hun.
No, tell me.
He, I only learned about him from Night at the Museum, so I don't know more than that. But he, can you look up, I mean, will you look up Attila the Hun?
I have internet here right now. Right, okay. Right here now. You don't have any facts?
He like just killed thousands and raped everyone, pillaged. She was like a Viking, all the Vikings in one Asian fat man. He just like killed thousands, took over lands, raped a bunch.
Do you think any man in prehistoric times didn't rape a lot? What do you think?
I would hope so.
Probably all of them.
What's your name?
Evan.
Yeah. We met long times ago. Sabrina, Lisa.
Yeah.
You think, Evan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Prima nata?
I don't know. They said all these like things back in the day where I assume they just raped people.
What's the prima nata means?
It just wasn't even considered
a thing.
Rape.
If you're a woman,
think.
You're just walking around being like, well,
no,
I
your
mean,
job
I hope
is
I only
to
get raped once on the way to the grocery store.
Yeah, your job's just to get married to some dude or fuck him, and
then make sure that he's the kind of guy that would rape someone who raped you.
Yeah, I mean, but in the movie 300, Leonidas, I don't think raped his wife. He was a good guy.
Well, we can't base everything on the movie.
On Leonidas. On 300. Yeah. But they were like equal. I mean, I'm sure. The thing is, like, okay, I understand, like, yeah, I was a sociology major, society and everything has an effect on you. But, you know, naturally there's like good guys and bad guys. I'm sure there were like a bunch of sensitive, cool dudes who were like not into raping.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I hope so.
But I bet everyone called him a faggot and cut off their heads. So I don't know. Did you read about Attila the Hun?
I've got it right here.
Okay, so how many did he kill?
Backup music, but I'm unable to.
Killed his brother. Stalin killed a bunch of people of his own. I mean, what I think now everyone's realized that everyone in history that was bad was just like schizophrenic, manic, bipolar, but they didn't know it.
So enthusiastic that everybody loved them.
Yeah, I mean, once you wield around a sword and chop off a head, people are going to listen to you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Attila, frequently referred to as Attila the Hun, was the ruler of the Huns from 434 until his death in March 453. What an old time.
Mm-hmm.
Attila was a leader of the Hunnic Empire, which stretched from the Ural River.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake.
If I did, I'm a Minaj with him and let me eat my ass like a cupcake. literally, that's the best thing.
I know.
That's the number one thing anyone can say.
Absolutely.
I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. If I did, I'm a Minaj with him, let them eat my ass like a cupcake. What the fuck? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Will you just give us the numbers of the deaths instead of all the origins and like different colonies?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's 400 something since that's such a... Oh, wait. We was followed in 441. It's so weird to read a date that is 400, you know? 441 by an invasion of the Eastern Roman, crossing the Rhine, subsequent invaded Italy. I don't even know what I said. Do you know what I said?
Yeah. I mean, he was a ruler and invader. What are the numbers of... kills.
Early life and background.
No.
Okay, yeah, no.
Kills.
Okay.
Career.
Okay.
Career.
Attila, kill, death toll.
Yeah, just the death toll.
It's funny how we are a generation that like knows how to search for a thing like that, but my mother probably doesn't know like the instinct to write Attila kill death toll.
Yeah,
she
whenever
would have probably to click a lot.
Whenever anyone asks me anything, I get furious because I know it's on the internet, even if you don't know anything. Like, you will find
it. Yeah, conversations are different now. Like, I wonder what that population of Arkansas is. It's like, why are we even talking about it?
What's the name of that restaurant? I don't know. Google Mexican restaurant West Village. You'll find it.
Obviously, the worst is when you are meeting someone at a restaurant. How do you get there? What's the address? What kind of food is it? Why don't you fucking open? Don't put your Google on me.
It's the worst.
Okay, Attila was Khan of the Huns. Oh, he's ugly. His eyes were very far apart. arrest records. That's a ad that someone knows I've been arrested and they know that I want to know if people can find out. I don't know. No one's telling me how many.
That's why I was going to have Evan do it. And for some reason you stopped him to want to like show off.
Yeah, because I want to do a lot of things at once, but that's part that will that be my downfall? Yes, I'll be Googling Attila the Hut while Attila rapes and kills me.
Can I back to the question you asked me? I do want to say about like Chicago and moving here or whatever and fast.
Oh yeah, I have
fast
more
track
questions about that.
I did want to say I moved here after like 10 of my friends from Chicago moved here, so I had like people repping me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, are my friends coming? She's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what really matters is if you deliver, and you do deliver. Yeah. So that was the deeper part that I was getting to. But then as I was asking you, I realized like, yeah, why would anyone, like no one asked that kind of question of like, why is your personality good? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. We've talked about this, but like, I just love getting on stage being like, everyone's an idiot and I'm funnier than everyone and like, just do that.
Yeah,
and
if
you're not doing well, it's like, I have the capability to do well.
Yes.
And I'm going to step back and obviously shit happens sometimes and it doesn't go well, but that it's just like, it's a rapper attitude. It's like, you have to like go up and not be
and
like rude. You don't have to show
like
up 3 hours late or do crazy stuff, but just like don't hitting up.
Yeah.
Being like, what?
What?
What? What are you going to do? Not laugh? You're going to laugh. You're not like, it's just, I think it's all about the attitude.
That's good. I like that with Nicki Minaj in the background.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, Minaj is the shit. Like,
Hasan Minhaj. I'm going to call my mom right now.
They're a cool. Okay, because we're doing two today.
Yeah, we're doing two. So literally, if there are questions that you think that I didn't ask, go ahead. Judge me. But you'll just be back here in a week to listen to Lisa Traeger Part 2, motherfucker.
Well, so let's do a flip-flop.
What's flip-flop?
I mean, when you're having an amazing year.
Yeah, I mean, let's flip-flop it up.
Yeah. Ugh. Is your mom going to like all the language?
She can't hear anything.
You know, they took off all the Cosby records.
You know, I saw my grandmother for the first time in forever. Oh, they took them off. Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Pina. How are you?
I'm good. Lisa's here.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm so good. Your daughter brought me a vodka.
Oh, good. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do?
What are you talking about today, Bina?
Well, we wanted to know what you were up to today.
Today, I actually, well, I did some shopping, and I went and I had a haircut, you know, with whom?
Oh!
Fari.
Shout out to Fari. Where does she work?
Cool.
Fari, what's the place called?
I got a haircut by Fari in her place. Right?
Yeah, and Miriam got what?
Miriam moved into her own apartment.
Dog. Miriam, let me tell you who Miriam is. Miriam is my Persian best friend from high school, who I was obviously in love with, sleepovers all the time. When she had a boyfriend, me very upset. But she was dating this guy for a very long time. It wasn't really working out. She has a new boyfriend. She's moved out. She's probably living with a boyfriend, right?
No. She bought a condo.
Nice,
you know,
girl.
Her sister is in real estate, and she had bought this condo about 3 years ago, and it was ready now, so a few months ago. And Leslie and Shepard, you know where IKEA is?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's still great. Good that she moved out.
And, her mom's very happy with her new boyfriend.
Yes, totally. Because there was like the other dude she was dating was not the one for
Wait, so your mom, so Ursula, you've kept in touch with Miriam?
No, my mom gets haircuts from Miriam's mom.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm so happy
for that. Shout out to Miriam's new life.
Yeah, you have to visit her when you come.
I mean, yeah, I will.
Know I will.
Yeah.
Mom.
Okay.
We're talking about confidence and how confidence is very important on stage. Do you have any thoughts about confidence? Do you think that you're a confident person?
Not as confident as you, maybe. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you really never know how somebody is. Like, you can look very confident, but, you know, I don't know which actor or somebody who, you know, always looks very confident was just recently saying that, you know, every time he goes on stage, you know, he has to deal with the same fears as other people, you know, and he would never think that. So I think that you're a very confident person, but deep down, I don't know, maybe sometimes you're not.
What do you mean you don't know? I cry with you all the time. Of course I'm deep down.
But everyone deep down has insecurity issues.
People don't usually talk about their fears.
Mom,
you know?
I talk to you so honestly.
Yeah, okay.
The people that act the most confident and cocky are usually the saddest little whimpers.
Not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to overcompensate.
I don't act like that, so I guess I must be a little confident. I don't know.
No, I think you're very confident. You do what you want to do.
In my own life, yes, I could never go, for instance, and, you know, talk in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah, you could. I bet you could.
Yeah.
You totally could, Mom. Actually, when this podcast really hits it to the next level, it's already on the good level. When it's on the great level, then we'll do a tour and then you'll come out at the end and tell people how to live their life.
Well, what's crazy is like most people you meet are the worst. And then you imagine the whole audience is a bunch of annoying people from the grocery store. All those people are the worst. So then you just go up there and you're like, what? You work at Goldman Sachs? Go fuck yourself, you know? Like, I don't care about you. Sorry, I swore.
It's okay. She probably liked it.
I guess having success also helps, you know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're like, let's say if you keep trying and trying and things are not working out, you might, you know, lose confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if I have a bad set, then I'll have shitty confidence till the next.
It boosts you up, you know.
Like, everyone should try to find happy.
You have to be happy with small steps, you know.
Yeah.
You can't always, you know. Are you laughing?
I'm just laughing because I'm being funny. When you're on the podcast, I have you on speakerphone and I put you on the microphone. So sometimes Lisa says things to you, but you can't hear it. But then she just has to stand back on what she's saying and let you finish.
Well, I don't, you know, I never hear you that well anyways, you know.
In life?
So maybe a life event would be, no, I'm always having a hard time hearing you.
Even when I'm in front of you?
Well, right now it's okay, but for instance, when Lisa was speaking, I couldn't make out what she was saying, but it wasn't very clear.
Okay, well, next episode, what's going to happen?
There used to be an alien ball.
Yeah, there was an alien ball, but we obliterated it.
Yeah.
But next episode, what's going to happen is Lisa is going to call you, Lisa is going to ask questions, and then you guys can get to know each other. She's my business partner. It needs to happen. Okay? So we'll talk to you soon. I love you, Mom.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love you both. Bye. Bye.
Love you both? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that Ursula Fry just said love you both? Listen to me now when I tell you that is a precious moment and you better talk to her fucking well next episode. There is a sexual tension between my mother and you that needs to be burst, broken, and loved.
I've just like never been loved so much. Like that has been said from someone I'm so scared to communicate with.
Call Lisa Traeger.
Wait, why? What are you doing?
I just want you to hear what she says every time that I say call Lisa Traeger. She goes, did you mean Lisa Traeger? And it's like every frustrating moment, like after Montreal when you killed. And I was like, yeah, Lisa did great. And then stupid idiots were like, you mean Liza? And I'm like, bitch, you don't know her. Did you mean?
No, my whole thing always is like, oh, who cares? Who cares? But honestly, I've lived.
About your name.
Yeah, but I'm 27. I've lived not in New York 26 years of my life.
Yeah.
And maybe a little, but like never have I been called Liza more than in New York.
Because people keep seeing your name. It's not introductions based on like, Lisa, this is Lisa.
No, I know. I just like, even in
any
school.
Any double entendre name works, is fucked. Okay. And, yeah. Leslie and Leslie. You wind up to
I just
say the
wonder
word.
What it is or if I'm just meeting more people since it's a bigger city. But like, you know, reception, like everywhere, I've never been called Liza Moore. And I think it's because other people then call me Liza. It's just like, it's been silly.
Wait, we're going to end on this cliffhanger.
What? Okay. She was just talking about when you're doing well is like when obviously you're going to be more confident and all that stuff.
Do you have a juicy thing? Because I want to leave on a cliffhanger.
No, I just wanted to say like what everyone should want is to find happiness without external like reinforcements.
Why are you so smart for such outwards dummy?
But what we were talking about where it's like, but when you're validated for these things, it's like you're going to feel so good.
So
it's like so hard to like know those moments where people are like validating you and you're like, yes. But also then trying to like have happiness without anything, without people's reactions or like stuff from you. I'm just interested in that.
We're gonna hit that, talk about personal stories related to happiness in the next episode of My Sexy Podcast. I love you.
Stone cold. Don't you know you are? We're like little doughy deers, you know? Like,
doughy deers.
We're so excited. Oh, fooling around and chasing old mistakes. You'll be screaming out for more when I'm halfway out the door someday.